More fun was on the horizon today at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. The weather might not be playing, but I am playing. And I've had a couple of beans by Bean Wonders that were left over. Well, if I say left over, the Ethiopian Kaffir Forest, which I loved as a single origin, pulled through the R58, was a clear winner. Deep forest, the Kaffir Forest, and it's a beautiful coffee. If anything, it was deep chocolate cocoa and really lovely as a flat white. But I also had the Colombian roasted by Bean Wonders, which I tried yesterday, a bit on the lighter side, fruitier side. Then I thought, because I only had a few grams of the Ethiopian Kaffir Forest left, why don't I try a blend? And what I did, I had 7.5 grams of the Kaffir, of the Colombian, to make it up to 20 grams, which I think was the best dosing when I kept it as a single origin. I put 12.5 grams of the Colombian and I made it into 20 grams. I kept it at 93°C. The extraction was beautiful. 29 seconds, 26 gram of fluid. And as an espresso, that fruitiness from the Colombian hit you first and tailed off in a really deep, lovely, rich coffee taste that resembles the cocoa, kind of a bit of a dryness there, but really lovely. And then I transferred it into a flat white and I really liked it. I don't know, I'm no roaster, but I have a palate which is becoming more and more discerning, and I really enjoyed that particular blend that I created. I've got to tell Gaddis about this. Gaddis is, of course, the roaster of Bean Wonders with his two outlets at Camden Market and one at Crouch End. So if you're talking in terms of percentage or kind of more of an equation, the Kaffir is 3/8 and the Colombian 7/8. 5/8. So that is the dose that I did. Obviously, I didn't have enough of the Kaffir left to even try it a little differently, maybe even give a bit less Kaffir in, or maybe a third bean, who knows. But it was a delicious, delicious flat white. And also as an espresso, I really enjoyed it. I could only pull two shots. And fortunately, remembering the grinds of both beans individually and the dosing. In fact, the Kaffir, I left it at 19.2 grams, but the Colombian needed a bit more. So this, I think, was a nice experiment again, and I've got to tell Gaddis about it. Maybe that's a blend in the making. Hey, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo loves playing with various beans and creating something possibly that could be a winner.